Today's episode of The Mom Game is brought to you by our friends at Gateway Buick GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not at Gateway, because their slogan is, Gateway's got it. And just what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new Buicks, GMCs, and GM-certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's got it. In these busy times, you want a car dealer who makes things easy and convenient. Well, guess what? Gateway's got it. When you log onto GatewayBuickGMC.com, look for the shop, click drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home, and who doesn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway Buick GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. So when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's got it. You can find them online at GatewayBuickGMC.com or shop in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade. Experience the new Buick. And welcome to episode 217 of The Mom Game. I'm Emily Jones. She is Julie Dobbs. We are in the Coppola Studios together again, getting ready for another awesome episode of The Mom Game with our Coppola wine, and also getting ready for the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial, which we will be drinking Coppola wines because they're the official partner. Wine partner.
Yep.
The Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial. And crazy story, it's going to be at Colonial, which my kids call Colonio. But so we're members at Colonio. Mm-hmm. And my husband actually, Mike, won some lottery to play today, but then it got canceled. I think because of all the weather we've had, they're kind of backed up. So they weren't able to do it. I don't know. Anyway, he was on the course. So they were going to have they had a members lottery or something.
Okay.
He was going to get to play today. And then he just told me it got canceled.
Oh.
Told me yesterday. Anyway, completely irrelevant story that probably no one cares about.
Is it a new course or something?
So they completely redid it. So
the course
has been shut down since as soon as the tournament was over last year. They shut the course down.
And so now everybody wants to get on it.
Everybody wants to get on it. So there's a lottery, and now there's all kinds of rules of guests and stuff after the tournament because everybody's going to be so excited to play the new course and whatever. So anyway, it's a new revamped Colonial.
Okay.
So, yeah, cool. You get to experience it because you're going to go too.
I'm going to go too. Yeah, I think I'm going to go on that Sunday.
I know, and we have a baseball tournament. So I think I'm going to go during the week. I think I'm going to go Thursday or Friday. But we have a baseball tournament. I may go Thursday because it's the last day of school. I don't know. We'll go out there at some point.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It'll be lots of fun. And Coppola is the official wine of the Charles Schwab Challenge. So if you do go out there to the Colonial Country Club, this is the weekend of May 23rd.
Memorial Day weekend.
Then get yourself some Coppola and take a picture and tag us in it so we can share it. We can all have a big Coppola Colonial party.
Yes.
We love Coppola for so many reasons. One, because they have delicious wine that we enjoy often.
And responsibly.
And we enjoy it responsibly. But also because they're huge supporters of The Mom Game. They're huge supporters of causes that we love, such as the Do It for Durrett Foundation. They're going to support the Do It for Durrett Foundation again this year. And we loved having Andrea Card, the lead winemaker from Coppola, on our show earlier. If you haven't checked that out, you can go back and find it on YouTube. She was wonderful to talk to, and it was really cool hearing about how they make the wine, and I still really want to go out there and check it all out. But thank you to Coppola for all of your support, and we will see you at the Charles Schwab Challenge coming up. Francis Ford Coppola Winery, Geyserville, Sonoma County, California. Please drink responsibly.
Yay.
So let's catch up.
Here we are. Okay. Welfare check on you. Mental health.
Okay. It's so funny. So last week I cried here in this very spot.
You did.
And I explained on the show, I was having a bad drive-in where I was thinking about a lot, and then I came in, and then I started talking to y'all, and it was, all gushing out because I had just been fired, a few days prior, and I had nothing figured out. I still don't have anything figured out. But that the way that all went down, I just was having, a bad moment and day. And then we cut, the clip where I'm crying or whatever, and so it went out all over. And so I see people like school pickup or whatever. And everyone's like, you okay? Like everyone I know. Like they think I'm just like always crying.
You're going to start crying?
I'm like crying person.
Oh my God.
And I have to be like, I'm fine. I really am. It was just a bad moment. Yeah. And then social media happened.
Yeah.
Like, which I was, you know, on board with. I hoped it was fine.
I know, but I bet everyone's being really nice to you.
People are being nice and also scared of like talking.
True.
You know?
True. Yeah.
Some people, and it's like when you have a parent that passes away or like something happens, sometimes
you don't know what to say.
And I had cancer, right? So I've been through that with cancer. Like some people come straight up to you and they're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry about, how are you? And some people like don't know what to say. So they kind of like go away.
Yeah. They like just don't make eye contact.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they're, and I get it too. Like if sometimes you're not ready to have a big conversation when you just say hi.
Right.
So it's like that a little bit, but it's just work. So it's not like cancer or someone dying.
Right.
But I also had that happen recently. So I'm just a walking, I'm just a walking like.
I know.
But no, welfare check is, I'm fine. I'm slowly working through things. I'm sorting through the rubble, as I like to say. I'm sorting through, I guess, what's left.
And yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out, you know, next steps and having various conversations, and it's been nice to have more time with the family for sure, and picking up the kids from school and helping them with homework and play dates and things like that. And then it's been nice to have more time for the mom game and setting up calls with sponsors and working on building that out. And then, you know, have to figure out real life stuff like how to pay the bills and all that, like, will be coming for me pretty soon here. But it's okay. It's opportunity, you know, like I wouldn't be having to figure out this if that hadn't happened. And I think that whatever I figure out will be good.
Yeah.
So it's good.
Good.
I'm
glad you're good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're good. You seem to be in a better place. And that was so fresh. It was so, just happened. And I mean, I've never been fired from a job.
Yeah.
But I can only imagine it sucks. So yeah, I mean, Rangers, if you're watching, can you just, let's not end the streak, please. Let's see if I can ride off into the sunset without getting fired from a job. But yeah, well, it happens. It happens.
Yeah.
It happens. Okay. Well, good. I'm glad you're good. Onward and upward.
Yes.
As they say.
Onward and upward.
Okay. Let's do a little sports scorching, before we get too deep in the show. Just a quick hitting updates since things are constantly changing with the playoffs for the Mavs and the Stars. And the sports court segment is brought to us by our friends at Rev. And speaking of sports, the 2024 Phillips 66 Big 12 Baseball Championship is returning to Globe Life Field May 21st through the 25th. Do not miss your chance to watch the best in the Big 12 battle it out at the home of the World Series champion Texas Rangers. Globe Life Field will host 17 games over the five-day event, finishing with the Big 12 championship game on Sunday, May 25th at 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale now, so just visit globelifefield.com/Big 12 for more information. The 2024 championship features an increase to 10 teams in a modified double elimination format, the third consecutive season that Globe Life Field will serve as the backdrop for the event, and the fifth overall time for Arlington to serve as host. The Big 12 is the only conference to host its baseball championship at a permanent home of a Major League Baseball team. That's my Rangers. And the only one to crown a champion in a climate-controlled facility. And I say that is winning. Take me, trust me on that one. It is definitely pays to have a climate-controlled environment when it gets to be this time of year, whether it's rain or sweltering hot temperatures. So globelifefield.com/Big 12. Look for a fun event for the family May 21st to the 25th. Will be a great time. We'll have some stuff, more stuff up on our social media as well. And I'm going to try to get out there and watch my Red Raiders.
Yeah. Oh, Anna wants to go to Texas Tech. It's
okay.
New. She wrote it on a paper and came home from school. And she was like, oh, because they were doing, the places you will go.
Okay.
And I guess they're talking about college. And
she's going to Lubbock.
Texas Tech.
Where did she?
No idea.
Is it Pat Mahomes, maybe?
Not for her. I don't think she cares about that. Must be like someone in her class that is
that
maybe a girlfriend.
Yeah.
But I was Anna, Miss Emily went there. It's a great place to go. And Kelly was all grumpy about it. He was like, whatever, you know.
Yeah, because he's OU.
Get them to go to OU.
He's OU guy.
Yeah.
You don't want to pay that out of stout tuition, mm-hmm. out of state tuition.
No. But yes, this sounds so fun. I want to take the kids out there too. Like you said, the climate controlled thing.
I know. It used to be like, oh, we got to go to this game because we need to support our team. Now it's like, we're looking for an activity. Let's go watch some baseball in 72 degree weather and all the food and concessions and all that kind of stuff.
And if you have little kids, it's like, they don't know or care oftentimes who's playing.
Yeah.
It's just being in the big ballpark is really cool and going to see a sporting event. Absolutely. And this is really good college baseball. So,
well, there we go.
There we go.
Head on out to Globe Life Field.
Yes.
Okay. So sportsy stuff. We're taping on a Wednesday, which means the Mavericks and the Stars just lost both of their game ones.
Yes. But since we last did a show, they both advanced to the next round.
Yes, they did.
So that's the good news. It's a yay boo.
Yay
as
boo.
My friends on the Dumb Zone say, or formerly the Hang Zone, we used to say, a yay boo. The Mavs and the Stars moved on to the second round of the playoffs. The boo, they both lost game one.
But that's kind of their bit. That's kind of their, both of them. Their bit is to lose game ones.
Yeah.
Seriously, they're like, I think, I forget who said that. Who's calling you?
Ben.
Oh, hey, what's up, Ben? I feel like I heard a stat and now I can't remember it, but I feel like that, like, losing game ones. I think Jason Kidd's like 0 for 800.
I saw that too. Yeah.
I don't know about Pete DeBoer, but I think Pete DeBoer's the same way.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just head coaches.
Pete DeBoer's a game seven guy. Like, he's never lost a game seven. And that game seven, we went to the game seven.
I know.
It was so fun. And
I know.
And the team played so well in that game. And the series with Las Vegas was so good and so intense. And remember, they were down two games to Las Vegas.
Sad.
Yeah, you were sad and you brought them back to life.
I know. I did. I don't check Twitter very much, but I did check it this morning, and somebody responded to that clip that, like, I would like to watch this, but I can't handle Emily.
Oh, that's something. That, like, Carla lady or something. She says that all the time. She hasn't given up.
So I blocked her.
Good.
Yeah, I'm like, why? So here's an idea. Here's an idea,
don't
Carla.
Don't give Carla your time.
Here's an idea, Carla. If you can't handle me, don't fucking follow me. What are you doing? Like,
Carla's been around for years.
What are you doing, Carla? Like, help me out here. Tell me how this makes sense. You can't stand me, but you follow me on social media. And then you comment when I drive you crazy, which is not out of the ordinary for me to drive people crazy. Totally get it. But just stop following. I don't get it.
I know.
Carla.
She's been making those comments for years. I'm like, why are you still here, Carla?
Carla.
Go away.
Carla. Ugh. Please. Go away. Carla.
But yes, she was commenting on your video about bringing the Stars back to life.
Yeah.
Because it worked.
But wait, did she think I was serious? Like, that I was like,
oh. No, she just wanted to opportunity to tell us again.
To tell me she doesn't like
the millionth time. She doesn't like that you cuss or something.
Oh.
That's what she said before.
Yeah. Oh, is that it? Okay, well.
But that's enough about Carla.
Yeah, but it was fun to kind of rant for a minute.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Carla's the new Karen.
Carla is our Karen for sure.
It's Carla with a K, I think.
Is it?
Yeah. So, anyway, you did bring the Stars back to life. And they were down two games to Las Vegas, who's a really good team. And it's so funny because everyone was saying, like, the whole narrative after those two games was like, well, Las Vegas is just a better team. And sometimes you just get a tough draw and you play a better team and it's just too bad. So sad. The Stars had a great regular season and that's it. And I was even kind of saying that, like, but the Stars are, this is a different Stars team. And this is, I think it was Jamie Benn. I was listening last night and the reporter who was covering the game was saying, like, they were talking to Jamie Benn and he was saying he was so nervous for, you know, early on in that Las Vegas series because he feels like this team that he's on right now is the team that has the best chance to win a cup of all the teams he's been on. And that was like getting in their head starting off the playoffs against Vegas.
It's like
when you feel that, like, you know,
you're not coming out of nowhere. You're not surprising anyone. You're not surprising
yourself. You're
feeling
yourselves. The pressure.
Yeah,
like, you're supposed to win. Yeah. Like, and then you have a really hard opponent that knows your number because you just played them in the Stanley Cup Finals and they know your head coach and everything else because he was their head coach. Like, so it was really tough and they were all beat up. And but anyway, we did get an opportunity to go to game seven and it was so fun.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
We ended up, like, getting down, like, on the glass. Like, I've never I've been to one game with Kelly before, and the kids were there, and we've never sat down there down that close. And so it was so fun, like just sitting with him and experiencing it. And, you know, he's sitting next to like a random Stars fan guy who's kind of trying to talk to about hockey a little bit.
Oh,
like,
no.
To Kelly. And then finally I was like, he was on the coaching staff for a while.
17 years, motherfucker.
And then I'm sitting next to a guy. I was observing all the different like hockey fans. Hockey fans are funny, like, because some people know a lot and most people don't, but they try to act like they know at least a little bit. I was sitting next to the guy that was really proud that he knew people's names, like players' names. So like whenever someone would get the puck, he'd be like, there you go, Logan.
All right,
okay, Rope. Okay, Wyatt, there you go. Okay, Rope, now it's your turn. Like just saying it, that's all he said the whole game.
Just names.
It's like, good job, you've learned their names.
That would be what I would do because we've established that I know nothing about hockey.
And also my other observation from being in the AAC, you know how they did a remodel or whatever?
Okay.
They redid the AAC. They made the board a lot bigger, the Jumbotron a lot bigger, and a lot of parts about the AC are a lot nicer, but those seats are tiny.
Are they?
They redid the seats. They're supposed to be comfier. They're smushed together. And I was sitting next to my husband, thankfully, but I felt like I was on Spirit Airlines.
So wait, they're bunched more together, but the physical seat is not actually, or is both?
I feel like both. And they were like, we're doing these great renovations. And it's going to be so much better. Such a better. And they're just trying to make more money. I was a little sad because I felt very uncomfortable. Like, and I was, you know, just, I was trying so hard to like not touch the guy next to the guy that knew all the names. But I was I was so close to him. And I was like, had to like cuddle Kelly, which is fine. But like, it's not like a cuddle atmosphere really.
Right.
But I did. I felt like I was on Spirit Airlines. And I'm like, is this just me? Like, it was very tight.
Okay. That's good to know. I don't know that I've been to the AAC.
It was very tight. And I would like to know, am I the only one here? Okay. Like, I don't think I've gotten fatter. I've lost a few pounds.
Okay.
Like, I don't think.
They're just right on top of each other.
Yeah, they're just right on top of each other. I was so. And I've sat in that place for a long time. So yeah. I think that's why I noticed. Like, I've sat in there for long time going to games. And so I felt a big difference. But anyway, luckily they won. It was really good. And now they're in, it's going to be another really tough series against Colorado. And they lost game one. They were up 3-0.
I know. And I tried to make it to the end, but I fell asleep.
Maybe I went to sleep too. Okay. Well, both games.
It's so hard to stay up these late games.
Late games in the same exact start time with the Mavericks.
Yeah.
It's not fair. So that was Tuesday night. And now it's Wednesday and we don't have shit.
I know. Rangers played a doubleheader.
Thank goodness.
Yes, thank goodness. Yeah, the Mavs laid a
wait.
Giants
have a doubleheader.
They have a scheduled doubleheader. They never happen in Oakland. So
in Oakland. Okay.
Yeah.
You have to fill me in on the Rangers.
Yeah.
I haven't been paying attention.
Things are going great.
Anything on the Mavs? Okay, so the Mavs are playing Oklahoma City now, and it's going to be a tough series too. And they lost game one.
Yeah. And Luka doesn't look right.
Doesn't look right.
But yeah, they're both that Oklahoma
Maxie's
City team.
Maxie's out.
That Oklahoma City team's legit.
They're good. They're young and spry.
And that crowd is ridiculous.
They are ridiculous.
But it's like, I mean, it's like I heard somebody saying, I can't remember who it was, it's like a college atmosphere.
Yeah.
It makes sense because it's really the only thing that's going on in Oklahoma City. There's no other professional sports team. So everyone is hitching their wagon to the Oklahoma City Thunder. And it makes for a really, really cool and intimidating environment, especially in the playoffs.
Yep.
They just may be young enough and dumb enough to not know what they don't know, that they're just like, what do you mean we're supposed to be intimidated and scared? It's the playoffs. Like, whatever, we're fine.
Right.
You know?
So, I just hope it's a good series.
I do
hope
too,
it's
for
like,
both of them.
Yeah, and we still have Kyrie. And like, if Luka can give us 25, 30.
He can't be right, though.
And draw some attention. Open up other things, but it sucks that Maxie's out because he was playing really well.
Yeah.
And now that's more playing time for Tim Hardaway Jr., who
they don't seem to trust.
They don't seem to trust unless he can just randomly get hot and make some threes. That's kind of about all.
Isn't that crazy how it happens? Like,
yeah.
And it happens in sport. I mean, we had Maddie Seeger on. We talked about Corey. He was off to totally uncharacteristic.
He turned it around after she came on.
I'm just saying.
Same.
And I don't know if I told you this. She sent me a text that night after it aired, when it released, and she said, "Corey and I just watched the episode, and He loved it. And so it was really sweet.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. So Maddie was awesome.
I hope they didn't watch me crying. They fast forwarded through my shit, I hope.
I don't know.
Maybe like, what's the freak? Who is this bitch? Like, what?
Why can't she stop crying? Get it together, woman. I don't know. Maybe they just fast forwarded her part. I don't know, but Corey's turning it around. Okay, so Mavs and Stars, this thing's gonna be going on for a little while longer.
Yeah,
hopefully a lot while longer.
Yeah.
Rangers are doing great. They're on a long road trip right now, which I'm not on. They had rattled off four straight. They played a doubleheader in Oakland on Wednesday, then they head to Colorado, off day on Thursday, then Colorado. So they're five games above 500 at the time of this recording, which is the highest that they've been so far. The offense seems like it's starting to come around. They're getting great pitching. So it's like, Corey seems to be coming out of his little funk. Everything's great. I mean, it's mid-May. We're good. Like what you want, you're right where you want to be.
Above 500?
Five.
Okay.
And that's a season high for them.
And Nathaniel Lowe, like.
He's so consistent. Josh Smith has been good. Leody Taveras has been on a tear. Wyatt Langford is on the injured list, but maybe this is a chance for him to kind of reset, figure things out. Evan Carter is, everyone's talking about his slow start, but I think he's like leading all rookies, or at least American League rookies, in like a gazillion different categories.
Okay.
They just re-signed Robbie Grossman, traded
saw
for
that
him.
Today.
And I love Robbie Grossman.
Yeah.
And I love his fiance.
He was like random home run king.
He's kind of like a Travis Jankowski.
Yeah.
Like he's not somebody that's probably gonna play every single day, but he's somebody who's gonna be a professional. He's gonna be ready, whatever you need from him. He's not always gonna hit the cover off the ball, but he's just a solid big leaguer, mm-hmm. is what Robbie Grossman is. So anyway, yeah, it's good. And I'm doing a deal with Boch next week. I'm super excited. The SMU Athletic Forum I'm seeing.
Oh, great.
And Boch is the featured guest. And so I'm excited about that. Fun. I love when they ask me to do that. It doesn't happen often. I think I did Adrian and
Boch. Like the ticket guys that do that.
It usually is the ticket guys. And I think with Rangers, they asked me. I can't remember. I'll let you know. I think maybe Thursday.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm super excited about that because I love Boch.
Yeah,
so
that'll be great.
He's so funny. He's like, Emily. And I had President Bush in my office telling me about this thing I'm doing. It sounds like it's kind of a big deal. Can you at least tell me what you're going to be asking me?
Aww.
And I said, yeah, Boch. I said, I'm not going on this trip, but I will text you like just topics that we're going to discuss. And he's like, okay, sounds good. And I was like,
oh,
I promise
it's like he's like nervy.
Well, he was like, I didn't think much of it. But then when I've got the president sitting in here telling me he's going to be there and it's kind of sounds like it now it's a big deal. And I'm like, well, you'll be fine, Boch. So
aww.
Anyway.
That'll
Lots
be
of
cute.
Fun stuff coming up. Yeah.
Yeah. I would love to see it.
Okay. Let me, I'll see.
If someone records it.
I think it's like May 16th. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Enough sports.
Okay.
What else do we have? It's May-cember.
It is. Yes.
How's everything going? We're winding down. We got like two more weeks of school.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's already, May 8th.
All the things, teacher appreciation,
teacher
parties,
dress up days every day, my little
week. Yep. Same.
Which, you know what? Like now that I'm fired, I love these days.
I know. Now you're like, I'll be super mom.
I've crossed over from stressed out working mom. I can't handle all the days.
Right. So now it's like, let's.
To like, can I come volunteer? And what kind of outfit do we need today, sweet kids?
Look at you.
Did you enjoy your lunch? Would you like me to cut off your crust for tomorrow's sandwich? It's really fun.
Who are you?
I know.
Oh, I love it. I love it for you.
I know.
I love it for you.
It's fun.
It is fun. I don't think you'll always think it's fun. I think it's going to wear out.
I probably won't always be this person. I'm going to have to work.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's
You've
fun.
Embraced it.
Yeah.
It's a lot. And here's the deal. I feel like it's a lot, and I'm not doing shit except for Venmoing people.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. And again, we talk about it all the time. So grateful. So grateful for you, ladies, who, like, are spearheading all the things and the sign-up geniuses, and I can't thank you enough. I'm exhausted, and I am just hitting send on a Venmo app. Like, that's all I'm doing.
Yeah.
So I should probably just shut up. I should shut up, just keep sending the Venmos, and let these moms crush all the shit they're doing.
Yeah.
Because they are. Yeah. So I am this, I think this is going to be my moment where I just say, you know what? I've been wrong. I should just shut up and send my Venmos and not bitch, because they're the ones doing all the work.
About,
I'm not doing shit.
About having this, too much to do.
Dude, Artapalooza, both kids had Artapalooza. It's like the best day at school. The kids love it. My kids want me nowhere near their schools. They want,
really?
They want no part of it.
Yeah.
Seriously, no part of me at their school. So I don't do it. But you should see these decorations. It's like that there's not... The entire
decorate.
School has been transformed into a balloon wonderland with a theme and all these planned activities. I'm just like, and I'm like, good Lord, y'all are amazing. And I suck at this stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my conclusion. But I'm just going to stop bitching. And
there is a point where your kids don't want you there anymore.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I think we're there. It's like capitalizing on the age where they do get excited.
This is true, because I feel like the moms of the younger kids are the ones that are now spirit. I used to be that. I did. It's not like I've always been like.
You did the auction.
I did the auction
twice.
Remind
you of that.
I did the auction twice,
huge.
And it is. It's giant. I did it twice. But the older you're in, I think someone told me this. Like, at some point, the young moms are going to take over.
Yeah.
I'm missing
the young mom. I'm like.
You still got time.
I know. And now, like, I have.
Well, Anna's like, what, first?
She's first.
Yeah. You're still young mom.
Yeah. I thought about, like, trying to do room mom or something, because Ryder was like, could you be room mom?
Okay.
He's going to be second grade, so it's, like, not quite as intense.
Yeah.
But, like, I can't. The stuff they do, I can't do that.
Gosh, I don't even know how to do a sign-up genius.
Right. I can't either.
I don't know how to do anything
doing
crafty.
Soccer momager is, like, a trial, and I suck at it. I just don't have those skills.
Momager.
I thought about doing.
Yeah.
Room mom. Well, I already am soccer momager.
Oh,
yeah, she's already there.
The soccer momagers, though, especially the older that you get, the more crazy it gets. Like, so my select soccer momager.
Oh, I won't do that.
Oh my gosh, the woman. It practically was a second job. It was insane.
Yeah, yeah. There's it. That's not.
No.
We're just
trying to find the right, like.
Right. Yeah.
Jobs. I think like the pop in and volunteer things and then pop out. Like that's a good one.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, the moms, I mean, and it is funny because I do feel like you have like some sort of mom like value or something if you come in and like you can do a balloon arch. Like it's
100%.
Like, oh, she's, that mom has like credit, mom cred, you know? But if you're a mom that can like.
I couldn't build a balloon arch if my life depended
me
on it.
Me either. Like I can't.
How do you just blow them all up? Do we tie them together? Do we tie them on?
I'm sad. Have you ever
where
seen
does
the
arch come from?
Arch? Have you ever seen what they do when they're done with it?
Pop it?
They pop them all.
Yeah, well.
Like, and then guess what? The kids don't even care about the balloon arches.
I know.
Everyone's so into the balloon arches so that you can take an Instagram picture.
I know.
Under the balloon arch. And people, poor moms spend a lot of their breath.
A lot. Literally. Literally.
A lot of their air.
Yeah.
And hands.
Well.
And they do these beautiful balloon arches. And then the kids are like, and don't care. And then they run away. And then they just pop, 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 pop. And then go on
with
their lives.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love them too. I love the moms that do.
I do. Thanks. Shout out to all you.
But yeah. We're like bringing like a morning treat, afternoon treat, midday treat, afternoon treat to all the parents this week. So it's like this teacher.
All the teachers?
Yes. Sorry. The parent when
I was about
be
to
fun?
Say, I want to go to your
my
school.
House and bring me a coffee. It's like this teacher likes their espresso, blah, blah, blah. And then in the afternoon, you can bring them a Celsius or a blah, blah, blah. And then like have their list of their things. And then, you know, there's like the moms that walk around with the cart of treats and they go to the teacher's things and they have like a massage chair, I think today, where the teachers can go in and get a massage, like a 10-minute massage. So it's cool. They're really
spoiling. That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
The massage thing. That's a good idea.
Isn't that a good idea?
That's a great idea.
Meanwhile, the teachers are, they still leave after, like some of my favorite teachers are leaving. I'm like, did they not get spoiled enough?
No, no, no. Well, would you want to deal with all these children?
No, but summers would be awesome.
Summers would be awesome.
Anyway.
Okay.
It's May.
We're making it. We're making it.
We are making it.
What else?
M-A-Y-K-I-N-G.
Oh, making it. Title for the show. M-A-Y-K-I-N-G.
Write that down.
Making it. okay, what else do we have to discuss?
Next week, I'm hoping that we get to do something cool together at the Ranger game.
Oh, yeah. I haven't heard if they're going to let me catch it.
I asked, and they're checking.
Okay. So, drum roll. Tell us. What's happening, Julie?
Next Tuesday, May 14th, at the Texas Rangers game, I'm throwing out the first pitch.
Julie is throwing out the first pitch. I love this.
It is in conjunction with Susan G. Komen, and they're like pink out the ballpark. They're doing it for Mother's Day, which is this weekend.
Mother's Day. Oh, we didn't even talk about that. We'll get back.
So we can talk about that here. But yeah, they reached out because they're doing a big thing with the Rangers, and I think it's going to be a big pink out kind of thing at the ballpark to support Susan G. Komen. And I've been kind of working with them, you know, loosely for a while. We've done some stuff with them here on the Mom Game with Joy Rich, the representative over there. We did the luncheon with them with the ladies at Alliance in Fort Worth. That was so fun. I chaired the walk with them in Fort Worth, and they wanted a representative to represent Komen to throw out the first pitch on Tuesday. So I'm going to do that.
So exciting.
So exciting.
So you're going to throw out the first pitch.
Yes.
And I'm hoping I can catch it.
Yes.
Do you have
a glove?
I do have a glove.
Okay, because you're a softball coach.
Yeah.
So you can catch it.
Yeah. Oh.
I practiced the other day.
You did. Okay.
Because my cousin was in town and he was a pitcher in high school. And okay. So I was like, we were playing with the kids. And so I was like, how far is it? I didn't even really know.
Yeah. 60 feet, 6 inches.
60 feet, 6 inches.
Yes. That's from the rubber.
Okay.
How
does this work?
So you can either go from the rubber or you can go from like the bottom of the, like where the mound meets the grass, basically.
But I can't go closer than that.
You can, but you might be shamed.
Okay. I can probably do the bottom of the mound, I think.
Yeah. The mound, doing it off the mound makes it tricky because a lot of times with that angle.
Yeah.
You saw me throw at that stupid first pitch in Frisco and I completely bombed, and I actually have a decent arm and could get it there. And I just was so rushed and it was so much pressure.
Well, there's going to be even worse at the big one.
But we'll be able, and remember, I didn't get to warm up or anything. Like, I'll warm you up. We can warm you up in the tunnel. You're going to be fine. You're going to kill it.
You're going to be so nervy.
It's not possible to do a worse job than me. So just.
We got to find that footage.
Please. And we can do like a side by side.
Yes.
But put that in your back pocket. Just know that like whatever happens, it's going to be better than what Emily did in Frisco.
Okay? And nothing will be as bad as 50 cents.
Yeah, this is true. We can find, we'll find some of the worst first pitches.
It might be good if it's really bad. It could go viral.
Oh yeah. Do something ridiculous or something. Like wind up your arm.
Yeah.
You could think it. Crazy. Yeah. You have bits. Well, that's really cool. I'm super excited. It's going to be fun. I really hope they let me catch
it. I hope so too. I asked, and they're asking the Rangers. So like, I hope the Rangers would say.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Well, I think like there's something worked out like with the people who usually catch it, like bees or rags, that I think they might actually get like paid or something.
Oh.
I could be wrong. But that might be the only thing.
Or like what if they think that like we couldn't connect?
Or if they're too worried about both of us being.
Right. Like we have two
on
amateurs.
The field at the same time and this is not going to go well.
It'd be funny.
So we'll see. We'll see. But yeah. I'm super excited.
And are you working awesome. That game?
I am.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay, cool.
I'm
super excited too. And then we'll stay and watch and everything. And all the kids with me. So that'll be fun. And Ashley and Adam are coming.
Awesome.
To document the whole thing.
Yay.
And it'll be a blast.
It will be a blast.
Yeah. It'll be
so
fun.
Okay. And then what else do we have to discuss?
Oh, get tickets and join us.
Join us
and wear your pink and come support the Rangers.
Absolutely.
And Komen.
Absolutely. Anything else
to
discuss?
Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah.
No. And you went on a retreat too. I want to hear about that.
I did. It was super fun. The retreat in Cleburne.
Yeah.
It's super cool. Like just one night we went there. We were going to go on a boat ride, but we couldn't do that because there had been so much rain that there was too much debris. I guess the Possum Kingdom opens up into the Brazos, which then goes into Lake Whitney. So anyway, there was too much debris, so they wanted to be safe. So we had a guide that took the kids fishing. We went to a spot and then
did they catch anything?
Dinner. They did not. We didn't do it for terribly long. It was super windy. And so we did that and then had dinner and then the kids played games and we just hung out and then played golf the next morning. It was super fun. So I'm definitely going to go back. I think I'm going to go back maybe, I don't know when. I'll see if you want to come with.
I'm free.
So yeah, you've got a wide open schedule now. So yeah, it was awesome. The retreat in Cleburne. I never even knew it existed, but it's like a big giant sprawling, piece of land.
Yeah.
That's was super Were fun. Like 40 minutes. It was great. Yeah.
Able to relax.
Super fun. Yeah. I mean, as much as you can relax, there was 5 kids there, so it's not, there wasn't a ton of relaxing, right. But it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was great.
Okay.
It was
really cool.
Good. Yeah.
And Mother's Day, what are you?
Henry has a tournament. And I think Hattie has like a volleyball game. So it's like youth sports does not care about moms.
We've got a lot Saturday, moms. But we don't have anything Sunday.
I know. I feel like that should kind of be a no-no, but whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I bet your family does something though. Maybe.
Yeah, I got some new pots and pans for Mother's Day. I got an early Mother's Day present. And everybody's like, oh, is he trying to tell you something? I'm like, probably yes, but I also really wanted these. They're that Caraway brand.
Yeah.
I'll put it on our Like to Know It page.
Put it on our Like to Know It.
I know. We're sprucing up the Like to Know It page. I've got some more content. My girl Jen's working on stuff. We had a meeting yesterday, and we're putting some fun stuff on there. So,
okay, cool. Yeah, stay tuned to all of our socials, because we're trying to build everything out.
Yeah.
So it's not just the show. We have
if you need some Caraway pans, just wait till I post it on Like to Know and then order you some.
Yes. And
other stuff.
And other stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to put the pool umbrellas that I got and some loungers.
Yeah, we should
get ready for pool season.
Summer stuff, pool, all the pool stuff.
Yeah, we got a big photo shoot planned for Friday.
Oh, sweet. Look at you.
Yeah, I mean, it's loose term.
It's exciting.
Photo shoot.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
And a quick shout out, too, for Mother's Day. For those listening that might still need to find something for the mom in their life, the family concierge, goodness, they are such a lifesaver, and you can get a gift card to them. It is a company that will come in and help get your house in order. They'll help you grocery shop. They'll help do anything that your wife or you, if you're listening, tell your husband to get this for you. They'll just take all of the stuff off your list so you can actually focus on hanging out with your kids and having fun. Lee, the wonderful owner, she was gone for 2 weeks. She had some stuff. She turned 60. Happy birthday, Lee. And she came back yesterday for the first time. And I was like, she went through my kids' rooms and reorganized, got out the things that don't fit them anymore. She kind of whispered. She's like, Ryder needs some new underwear. Like, she didn't want to embarrass him, you know. But just that, doing those things that, like, I don't have time to do. And, you know, she's wonderful. And you can get a gift card or you can subscribe to where she comes weekly. But just awesome. I can't imagine my life without her right now. The Family Concierge on Instagram, or you can head over to their website, and it is the perfect Mother's Day gift.
Yeah, it is. That's a great Mother's Day
gift. Yes.
Yeah. So I'll be spending Mother's Day on a baseball or softball field or volleyball court somewhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's cheesy as it sounds. The fact that I can watch my kids do stuff they love on Mother's Day is fun. And then I'll make myself a margarita when we get done with sports or something.
Nice.
Anything else before we bring on our special guest?
I don't think so.
Okay, we've talked a lot about Globe Life Field today with the Big 12 baseball tournament, Big 12 championship going on there. You're going to throw out the first pitch next week. But did you know, Miss Julie, that Globe Life Field could be filled 16 times over with people who are food insecure in North Texas? That covers 13 counties. So I can't even, so 16 times. So fill Globe Life Field 16 times, and that's how many people need assistance as far as food is concerned. Yeah. And that is a crazy, crazy
kind of heartbreaking.
Stat. It's heartbreaking. It's crazy. But thankfully, we have organizations like the North Texas Food Bank who fill so many of those voids, and we are grateful that they are a new partner, and that we have a very special guest with us.
We are here now with Erica Yeager, and Erica is the Chief External Affairs Officer for the North Texas Food Bank, one of our favorite new partners here on The Mom Game. Erica, first of all, I guess tell us how you got involved with the North Texas Food Bank.
And what are external affairs? Like, that I got to know.
Yes, it's a big title, Chief External Affairs Officer. So my role at the food bank is to engage our various external audiences, whether it's our volunteers, our donors, our corporate partners, the media, to support our mission. which is to provide access to nutritious food to close the hunger gap here in North Texas. Mm-hmm. I came to the North Texas Food Bank after a year or years in nonprofit work, most recently with the University of Texas at Dallas, and I realized that students couldn't thrive in the classroom, even university students. They weren't equipped to go on job interviews or to perform well at internships if they couldn't eat. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was understanding, gosh, we have got to fulfill the basic needs of our community in order to be a nourished, thriving community.
And I think that's what, when Julie and I went on the tour of the food bank, I was surprised at, I think we take for granted maybe that we have food and, oh, we just go to the store. That's not the case. And I think it was very eye-opening to see how much of a need that there is.
Oh, the scale is immense and the need is great. So here in North Texas, we serve 13 counties. There are 640,000 neighbors that don't necessarily know where their next meal is coming from. And tragically, a third of those are children. And you guys are moms. You know how heartbreaking that is to know that kids can't learn and thrive and grow without access to those nutritious meals. So you had the opportunity to tour our Pro Family Campus, which is our distribution center in Plano. Through that center, we serve a network of more than 500 agencies, community partners that are on the front lines, feeding our neighbors who experience food insecurity every single day. So last year, we provided access to more than 144 million meals, a record year for us, but the need is greater than it ever has been here in North Texas.
Which is crazy because you would think that the more time that goes on, the less of a need there would be.
You would think that.
Yeah.
And actually, what's a surprise for a lot of people is that the need is greater now than it was during the height of the pandemic. During the pandemic, we had a number of government relief programs mm-hmm. that kept people out of line seeking food assistance. All those programs have expired. And add that to the impact of inflation, and more people are seeking food assistance than ever before.
Yeah, that is surprising.
Yeah.
That's really surprising.
And I know just on that tour, like, I was surprised by a couple things. One, like, how huge it was.
Yes.
Two, like, how well run it was. It's like a well-oiled machine. Like,
My OCD, it was so clean.
So clean.
Like, I was like,
it was like a big
organized
old, like, Costco. Yeah.
It is.
Like, warehouse. I mean, you guys are doing such a wonderful job to supply that much food to that many people in such an organized, like, process. I don't think a lot of people realize when they hear North Texas Food Bank what all goes into it.
Right. You really have to see it to believe it. We compare ourselves to the Federal Reserve of food. And it takes, we're very data-driven as well. So you notice when you toured the warehouse, there were barcodes on every single rack. It's because we know we need to move as efficiently as possible. So we use data to get food to the right place, the right time, as quickly as possible. So it's a massive operation. Our CEO likes to say we're a nonprofit supply chain logistics organization, mm-hmm. which you probably saw when you toured the warehouse. Yeah. It's a 235,000 square foot warehouse.
Yeah. And I think when a lot of people think of the North Texas Food Bank or any other food bank for that matter, they think like, oh, canned food and some ramen noodles, and y'all have perishable stuff. Like, you're moving. I mean, you're trying to provide healthy options as well for these people in need.
Yes, I'm glad you noticed that, because we say we're not your grandmother's food bank. In fact, it's less about the can, more about fresh fruits and vegetables, because there's such an intersection between health and hunger that we know how critical it is to get produce into our neighbors' kitchens and their tables. And I think about some of the mobile distributions we've done in the past in some rural communities where elementary school kids are seeing strawberries for the first time. Produce is expensive. It's expensive for us to buy at the grocery store. So if we can supplement our neighbors' budgets and their grocery lists with fresh produce, we're absolutely going to prioritize that. More than half of what we distribute is fresh fruits and vegetables.
And it's very cold where they store that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And our freezer. Did you get to go in our freezer?
I spent 5 seconds in the freezer. I was like, and I'm out.
Yeah. Very cold. So, obviously, it's very important that you guys have good partners and that you have good fundraising and big events to help raise the funds to bring in all of this food for the community. And you have a big one coming up with the Dallas Cowboys that we're here to talk about a little bit today that I'm so excited excited to be a part of, the Mom Game's going to be a part of, with Taste of the Cowboys. So what is that big event that's coming?
Yes. So I'm glad you asked. Taste of the Cowboys is one of our signature events, and we're celebrating our 20th anniversary this year, June 7th. It's in partnership with the Dallas Cowboys up at the Star, presented by Ashley. And it's a great celebration of food. We are the North Texas Food Bank. So a tasting event. We've got live entertainment this year with country sensation John Michael Montgomery. It's actually, he's embarking on his farewell tour. So we're a stop on his farewell tour. But the purpose of the evening is to raise awareness and to raise funds for Nourish the Future program, which is our child feeding programs. So dollars raised that night will support our school pantries, our backpack program, some of our pantry programs. So it's a lively evening, really for purpose and celebrating a great cause.
Yeah, so what can people expect if they're like, okay,
like
this sounds
station?
Good. Yeah,
yes.
Like, tell us,
yes.
Take us through it.
Oh, yes. So come hungry. We usually have 20-plus food stations provided by some of the best restaurants in North Texas. So Chef Kent Rathbone has been our celebrity chef for 20 years now. So he is spearheading the culinary experience, but you can expect bite-sized dishes from 20-plus chef stations, in addition to the music, auctions, a couple of other activities on the field. You will be on the practice field, cool. Surrounded by other food bank fans, Dallas Cowboys fans. We have some of the alumni players, some of the coaches. So it's a fun evening.
Awesome.
Glad you're able to join us.
Yeah, I can't wait. And we'll be there with Ashley, our social media gal. We'll create all kinds of fun content that we'll put out. And we also have a special link to share with our listeners that you can click on if you want to purchase a ticket to go to this event. It's ntfb.org/themomgame to get a ticket. And I can't wait to go there.
Sounds
and be
like a perfect date night.
Yeah.
Oh, it really is.
Yeah.
You can purchase tables. You can purchase individual tickets. But we'd love to see you guys
there. Absolutely. Sounds like fun. Well, we appreciate you so much. We're so excited about this partnership. It is just kicking off for us.
Yeah.
So Taste of the Cowboys is our first kind of soiree into being a partner with North Texas Food
Excellent.
Bank. And then I think we've got the summer programs that we're going to talk more about that I think our kids are going to try to go to over the summer, teach
yes.
them awareness of stuff like this. Because I think, you know, I don't know that my kids realize the importance of this and just how dire the need is.
Yes. And Kids Camp is a great way to introduce the mission to our younger audiences and exactly how they can help. Let's get them starting to volunteer, to give at a young age, and then they grow into real, like, change makers in the world.
So, absolutely.
Thank you for that.
Well, it's wonderful what y'all are doing. We are so excited to be a part of your journey, and we're grateful for the North Texas Food Bank for the services that they provide and for being a partner of the Mom Game.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you
for having me.
Of
course. Thanks for coming.
Okay, so we end every show, Erica, by pointing into our camera, not pointing, looking into our camera, so you're straight ahead.
Okay.
And we throw out the peace signs because we're cheesy.
We're super cool like that.
And we say Mom Game out.
Okay.
So in true Mom Game fashion,
okay.
Here we go. In 3, 2, 1, peace signs.
Mom Game out.
The Mom Game is proud to partner with local GEICO offices, Victoria Elliott, proudly serving your local community.